Apparently, a lot of people don't know what the bird test is, which I'm sure there's like a better name for it.
The better name for it is a bid, as in a bid for attention from the work of John Gottman.
I live and die by the fucking bird test, okay? Because it never fails.
She's pretty right about that. The perfect failure rate is apparently about 14%.
It's like a test to gauge like whether or not a relationship will be successful.
That's right. The response to a bid is a great way to gauge the strength of a relationship. Bids come in many forms. In this case, it's not the bird that matters. It's, do you want to look at the bird with me? Because that would be nice. This type of a bid is also useful early on for getting to know people. A lot of men will just approach women and go, I like you, and if she doesn't feel it back, then there is not much that she can say. If you try a different approach, like, hey, look at that artwork, then you can gauge how much she wants to talk to you about the thing. It's not the thing that matters, modern art is garbage, it's how we are sharing the thing.
But if they, like, blow you off, they don't acknowledge you, and they're just like, oh, cool, like a woodpecker, that's a really bad sign. The bird test never fucking fails.
And if you're trying to meet someone, then first demonstrate some value, your car, your clothes, your muscles, whatever, and then just go, hey, look at that art, and see what happens.